You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Calling for Easter by Sarah Young, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Gurley and Bill Russell.
Dear listener, I believe the message of hope is extremely important at this time for people throughout the U.S. and around the world. May this book help you enjoy both the refreshing beauty of springtime and the wondrous glory of Jesus' supreme sacrifice on the cross. He paid the penalty for all the sins of everyone who trusts Him as Savior, so we can know that we are fully forgiven and that ultimately our story finishes well at the portals of heaven. As we celebrate Christ's glorious resurrection, let us be assured that God is in control and He is good. The devotions in this book are written from the perspective of Jesus speaking to you, the listener. I have included scripture with each devotion, and I encourage you to listen to both slowly and prayerfully. I will be praying for listeners of Jesus Calling for Easter. For any of you who do not yet know Jesus as Savior, I'll be asking God to bring you into His family of believers. Remember that Jesus is with you at all times. May you enjoy His presence and His peace in ever-increasing measure. Sarah Young.
I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for He has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom dressed for his wedding, or a bride with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10.
I delight in brightening your perspective. That's why I ventured into your world, knowing full well the terrible price I would pay. I came to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. When you find yourself imprisoned by ingratitude, ask me to open your eyes and release you from that dark place. You live in an age of entitlement, so you need to counteract the messages proclaiming that you deserve more. One way is to jot down some things you're thankful for each day. This changes your focus from things you wish you had to blessings you already have. Saturating your mind with Scripture can help you see from my infinitely wise perspective. My word is sharper than any double-edged sword. I use it to perform spiritual surgery on the thoughts and attitudes of your heart. As Scripture lights up your point of view, I set you free from the dungeon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?